Das Chazar sich in der Sprache zu schlagen, wenn man Yehudim sagt, ich suche es darf ein Beis. Die Mischung sagt, Amadeus ist doch wie Chul. Fragt man, prohibiting her from going to a wedding clearly has the aspects of being Noel Delis before Neho. Not that you don't allow her enjoyment. What is the concept of, how does that apply to not allowing her to go to a Beis Ovel? Mar says, like Abraisa says, if he doesn't allow her to go console mourners when she dies, there'll be no one who will mourn her or take care of her. Mishnah said, Vim hoya toyin mishum dover acher, rashai. What's meant by dover acher? Something else. Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel said, it means he prevents her from going there because unrefined people are there. Rashi said, this is only if such people are established as being there, not just based on the husband's say-so. Mishnah said, Vim omar lo almanaz shetoimri. Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel said, this refers to something that would be embarrassing for the wife to repeat in front of that person. Mishnah said, oi, shetehei. Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel explains this means that the husband is demanding that the woman should prevent herself from becoming pregnant after having tashmish. Abraisa says this means that he's demanding that she fill up 10 pitchers of water and pour them out into the garbage. According to the reason of the Abraisa, why can't she demand a divorce? Why can't she just do what she has to do? Rabbi Hanan said, because it'll make people look at her like she's insane. Rabbi Hanan said, if a husband makes a vow prohibiting his wife from borrowing or lending out utensils, she can demand a divorce because not lending out things would bring her a bad name. Abraisa says this as well. Zok the Mishnah, the following women are divorced and do not get their ksuba paid. Mishnah says, a woman who does not follow the halachas in the Torah or the Jewish menhagim. The laws of the Torah, when we say laws of the Torah, it includes feeding her husband produce that did not have mice removed, having tashmish with him as a nida, not removing challah when she bakes, making nedarim and doesn't fulfill them. When we say Jewish menhagim, that comes to include means a woman who goes out with her hair uncovered, spins threads in the marketplace, speaks to every man. Abishol says also someone who curses his parents in his presence. Rabbi Tarfon says also a noisy woman who can be heard by her neighbors when she talks in her house. Fractigmar, if he knows that she gives him food without taking miser, then he shouldn't be eating it. And if he does not know, then how is he withholding super payment based on that? He doesn't even know. Marissa, she tells him, the case is that she tells him that a particular client took care of the maisa for her, and he later finds out that she lied. Vekmar, if he knows that she was a nida, he shouldn't have tashmish with her. If he didn't know, then he can rely on her say-so that she was not a nida. Marissa says, the case is that she claimed that she asked a shiloh with a particular chacham, and he later found out that she lied. She never even asked. Vekmar, if he knows that she gives him food without taking challah, he shouldn't be eating it. If he doesn't know, then how is he withholding the super payment based on that? Marissa says, the case is that she tells him that a particular baker took care of the challah for her, and later, he later on finds out that she lied. That this guy never took care of it for her. Zokta Gemara, it's very bad if the woman does not fulfill her vows, because we've learned that based on a pasuk that the children die for the sin of parents not fulfilling the vows. That's why it's considered to be a tremendous thing, and he can divorce her based on that. A braisa brings machlokes from Rabbeinu the Rabbanan. Rabbeinu says that if one's wife vows and is not fulfilling the vow, he should have her make the vow again in front of him and then annul it, so that he prevents her from not fulfilling the vow because the vow's gone. The Rabbanan say this is like living with a snake in a basket, because she'll eventually make another vow without him knowing and will not fulfill it, which will cause the children to die, and therefore you can't live like that. There's a similar brayse regarding a woman who doesn't take off challah. Rabbi Yehuda says the husband should take challah so that he knows it's taken care of and can't withhold a ksuba based on this. Rabbanan say you can't be expected to live in a snake with a basket, etc., like we said before. Mar says the one who taught the second brayse that the husband has to take care for himself will surely hold to the first brayse because it's a less common occurrence. The reverse, though, may not be true. The Mishnah said, "Ve'izoi das Yehudis yoytze ve'roisha parua." The requirement for a married woman to cover her hair is learned from a pasuk, and therefore deraisa. So why are you calling that das Yehudis? Sounds like it's only derabbanon. The Mishnah says deraisa, a small covering is sufficient. Derabbanon, a more full covering is required. Rabbi Asi named Rabbi Yechanan said, "There is no iser for a married woman to wear a small covering on her head." Rabbi explained, "This was said when she's going from one chatzer to another by way of a mavui." Mishnah have a tava bashuk. Rabbi Yehuda name of Shmuel said this refers to where she bears her arms to people as she spins the wool. Chesed name of Avimi said this refers to where she spins near her private area, calling attention to that area. Mishnah said umidaberes im kol adam. Rabbi Yehuda name of Shmuel explained this refers to where she talks to the young men. Mishnah said abasholomer af. Hamikaleles Yoldov Bifonov. Rabbi Yehuda Neim Shmuel said, this refers to a woman who curses the husband's parents in front of his children. Mishnah said, Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Af HaKoilanes. Rabbi Yehuda Neim Shmuel explained, this refers to a woman who speaks loudly when talking about Tashmish. Rabbi Yehuda says, it's a woman who can be heard in the next courtyard when she's having Tashmish because it's very painful for her. Fekmar, why wouldn't this be taught in the other Mumin in another Mishnah? Because that's a Mumin she has very painful for Tashmish. Mara says, you're right, we have to use the first explanation, someone who just speaks loudly when talking about Tashmish, but not that there's painful from Tashmish, and that's why she's hurt. Zuck, the next Mishnah, if a man is Mekadosh, a woman on condition that she is not under any vows, and it turns out that she is, she's not Mekadeshes. If he was Mekadesh her without any condition, and it turns out that she's under vows, the Kedushin is effective, but she may be divorced without a Ksuba payment. Zakta Mishnah Vaita. If a man is Mekadesh a woman on condition that she does not have any woman, and it turns out that she has, she's not Mekadeshes. If he was Mekadesh without any condition, and it turns out that she has a woman, then the Kedushin is effective, but she may be divorced without a Ksuba payment. The Mishnah says, any mum that would make a Kayim puzzle would also make a woman puzzle, meaning for purposes of the above scenario would be considered a problem for the marriage. Correcting why the Mishnah already written this Mishnah is already written in Kedushin. So why do you have to say it again over here? The Mishnah said here we write it for the Ksuba aspect. Over there we wrote it for the Kedushin aspect. Rav Shimon ben Yitzchak said our Mishnah is discussing the following types of a vow that she will not eat meat, that she will not drink wine, or that she will not dress up with colored clothing. Bryce says this as well. Papa said this can't be going on the first part of the Mishnah because in that case, since the husband said he doesn't want any vows, then a vow of any type should be a problem. Therefore, it must be going on the next case of the Mishnah where he marries her without a condition. Rav Ashi said it's going on the first case of the Mishnah even when making a condition we assume he's only particular about the types of vows that most people will be particular about, but nothing beyond that.